Well, it is a pleasure to be joined for the first time on Press Row by Brian Bement, a forward with the Chattanooga FC. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. I was on a couple of days ago, I was on a little Zoom meeting with Jeremy Allenball, where he pretty much told everybody at the Finley Stadium Court meeting that the spring season, as we know it, for the Chattanooga FC won't happen. I know four matches, home matches, have already been canceled, and three more would be affected as well. Obviously, that's a tough thing to hear. What's kind of been, and I know there was kind of this inevitable feeling to this, that but when you hear that this week from Jeremy, I mean, obviously that's a tough thing to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this whole situation's been kind of tough. Because there's just so much doubt, we're not really sure what's going on. I know they're talking about having things in the works as far as playing this summer and whatnot, but again, it changes every day based on how the CDC recommends things and what's kind of going on with the rest of the United States. But I mean, basically, I know myself and the rest of the guys are just kind of trying to stay optimistic as possible and be ready for whenever we're called back, you know?
You know, you guys got to play that one match. You go out to Oakland, you play a draw in front of a packed house, and I know there was a lot of excitement coming back. I know you had the open date. Hindsight, you wish you obviously had that match because that was before everything got canceled. But what has kind of been the toughest thing in all of this for you?
For me personally, just trying to stay sane a little bit. I'm cooped up in my apartment. So basically just been watching a lot of Netflix and getting some home workouts in and whatnot. But yeah, that's probably the most difficult part. I know the home opener, everyone was extremely excited. This is obviously my first year here, so hearing so many great things about what Finley Stadium is like on a home game, I was looking forward to seeing what that was like and to experience it for myself. So to not be able to play in that home opener was definitely disappointing, but hopefully in the future we'll have many more games. So,
you know, we have Coach Fuller on here from time to time, and he said that, you know, while there were no matches, he certainly wanted you, said he was giving y'all each kind of individual workouts in like little 2-week segments, and he was keeping up with you through Zoom. Is that still kind of the go? Is that what y'all are kind of doing? Just every couple of weeks you get another workout assignment type of deal?
Yeah. We've been having Zoom calls periodically just to, so they could keep everyone kind of in the loop and so everyone can basically get together and chat, because obviously players are all across the U.S. right now. But yeah, we've been getting our workouts for each week and just trying to stick with those as best as possible. Obviously, it's not ideal, but it's what we can do at the time.
You're listening to Brian Bement, a forward with the Chattanooga FC. You're listening to Brian here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Brian, growing up, were you really good at kickball?
At kickball? Actually, you know what? I did pride myself on the recessed blacktop at some kickball. So, yeah, I would say so.
I mean, so you're like kicking third.
Had a couple on the school building. So,
right.
You know.
Well, I mean, so like did you ever like hunt a pitcher out or somebody say, you know what, I'm knocking you down today?
See, I was one where in my grade school, if you could, it was possible the way we would always line up kickball that you could kick it on the roof of the building.
Right,
and that was always my goal.
All right, how are your FIFA Xbox skills at this moment?
Mine are atrocious.
Okay,
I am not a gamer whatsoever. But between FIFA or Mario Kart are probably the only ones that I can even hold my own in.
If I can go from the silly to kind of a little more pertinent, and then I'm going to get back to the silly because that's who I am.
That's fine.
Can you imagine what it would be like? I mean, you've played all of your life in front of people watching, and there's a lot of conversations about the best way to come back. But could you imagine as a professional athlete playing in an empty arena?
It would be tough. I mean, obviously, growing up, you play in those games where it's not in front of anyone. But, like, once you hit a certain level, I know that it becomes less about yourself and more about the community and the fans and what they would want to see. So obviously playing in an empty arena, it makes it tough because the atmosphere is not there. And that's really when you have to kind of dig deep and remember what you're playing for and who you're playing for and kind of create the atmosphere on your own. But yeah, it's not easy because obviously in a great home environment, you thrive off of the fans.
Now, from the conversations you've had with your teammates and the competitor in you, how much are you willing to risk to come back? I mean, it's going to be a year before we probably have a true vaccine. If the folks say it is pretty safe, what's the level you need to hear that you're going to feel comfortable about coming back and playing?
That's a great question. I know I've kind of thought about that a lot, especially seeing that some of these leagues are having talks about coming back behind closed doors and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know. I know for me personally, I have asthma, so I've been taking extra precautions to make sure that I don't get sick because I don't know what will happen. But of course I want to play as soon as possible, but at what risk? I'm not sure. But yeah, if we can assure safety as soon as possible, then that would be obviously the ideal situation.
Okay. If I had the Rushmore of all-time soccer movies and it was Bend It Like Beckham, the 30 for 30 documentary on the two Escobars, Victory and Kicking or Screaming, which one am I missing and which one are you replacing?
That's tough. The 30 for 30 and Kicking for Screaming definitely have to be on there.
Okay.
Agreed.
You might even throw on like Air Bud World Pup. That's a good one. Can't go wrong with that. Also, Green Street Hooligans, great movie as well.
Okay.
It's more about the firm side of soccer with West Ham, but also a phenomenal movie.
All right. Hey, just you and me talking here. You don't have to worry about any PC ramifications. Bend It Like Beckham's overrated, right?
100%.
Okay.
I actually had this conversation with Cam Woodfin yesterday, and we were talking about it.
You're listening to Brian Beamont, forward with the Chattanooga FC here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Brian, have y'all talked about just the dynamics of NISA in that, as you know, even though you're cooped up right now, you are in Chattanooga, which is not a hot spot, but you have mm-hmm. teams in the league. There are teams in the league in Los Angeles, so where, you know, not every situation in every league team is different, and I guess it's going to be one of those things where the entire league has to feel comfortable, even though it may be a situation where Chattanooga's been out of the woods from this thing for a while. Are you there, Brian? Oh, we may have lost. Let's see if we. Okay. Wells is checking on to see if we have Brian, but we may have lost him. And I think we have. But all right. He was enjoyable. Played along with your Bendit like Beckham.
He did. And I think he's going to try to call back because he's greatly enjoying this. And reiterate that question because that's a good one. I am curious to hear what he has to say about that. So we've got Brian back.
Brian, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay,
I don't know
good.
What happened there?
I don't either. I don't know how much of the question you heard, but the NISA is an interesting deal in that Chattanooga is not exactly a COVID hotspot, but you have teams in the league out in California and some other areas that are far more concerning. Is it kind of frustrating that I guess you've got a – it's going to be like a league decision, isn't it? Everybody in the league's got to feel comfortable, even though Chattanooga may be an area that has shakes this thing loose way before a lot of these other cities in the league.
Right. And ultimately, I think that's what makes professional sports in the United States so difficult compared to the rest of the world. Like, I know Germany was talking about trying to resume the Bundesliga, and they're already having training and whatnot. But that's a lot smaller place. So I feel like the cities are a little more similar to each other rather than how big the United States is. I remember even when we played in Oakland, people going through security were all wearing masks. And that was before it even became as big of a pandemic as it is currently. So it's obviously frustrating not being able to play, but I understand where they're coming from because ultimately, like, safety is the most important thing.
All right, what's been at the top of your Netflix agenda?
So I finished Dexter, which was a good show. I was disappointed how it ended. I watched Ozark. Highly recommend Ozark.
All three seasons.
It's all-timer.
You're all three seasons into Ozark. Okay.
Yeah, definitely recommend Ozark. And currently I'm watching a series of unfortunate events, which if y'all have read the book, the show does it very well. It's about two episodes per book. So it's another one I recommend.
Was Tiger King a friend or a foe?
Oh, I did watch Tiger King as well. It was interesting. It's just amazing. And that was one of those shows where I didn't think things could get weirder or people could shock me, and it just continued every episode.
Did you ever think about trying to kick field goals?
I have, honestly. In high school, I would sometimes after school, I had buddies obviously on the football team, and I would go and kick field goals and stuff just for fun. But I don't know. It's definitely something I've considered, but never really cared to pursue. Because I don't know. I just enjoy soccer so much more than I do football.
All right. How much fun is Bundesliga to say?
I love the Bundesliga. I think their fans are unbelievable, and the Bundesliga just sound like you know how you're speaking German when you say it.
Give it to me with your best emphatic accent, like Bundesliga.
Oh boy, the Bundesliga.
That's a good one. Hey Brian, what's it like having your own Wikipedia page?
It's pretty cool. I remember the first time that I stumbled upon it. I had no idea that it was even on there. And my aunt actually gets, like, notifications whenever, like, my name's mentioned or whatever so that she can keep track on how things are going. And she actually told me about it. She shot me a text and said, hey, how cool is this? And I had zero idea that it was up there. But, yeah, no, it's cool. But at the same time, it's a little weird when people can just find out things about you. Like, for example, I've substitute taught in two different off seasons back home in a high school, and you have these students that are pulling up my Wikipedia page, and I can't really do anything about it.
All right, hey, were you an obnoxious Loyola Chicago basketball fan a couple years ago?
I wouldn't say obnoxious, I'd call it passionate.
Oh, come on. You and that mother Hoosier britches, y'all were everywhere.
As we should be.
Well, listen, Brian, thank you so much for playing along. We hope we're all on the same page, hoping things get started sooner than later, and we hope to see you and your CFC teammates play at some point this year. We're all going to stay patient, but that wears thin from time to time, as I imagine it's even worse with you wanting to get out there and play. Mm-hmm. But we thank you so much for joining us here on Press for Up.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Brian Beament of the Chattanooga FC joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll have our Painter Ready poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.